Aircheckdownloads.com.
Sugar, don't bite.
That's Sam Harris, up 3 to number 36 on the weekly Top 40 Countdown. Well, the writing team of Elton John and Bernie Taupin is definitely magic. They've been together for about 10 years, and the hits are unreal. Leave On, Crocodile Rock, Island Girl, Benny and the Jets, just to name a few. But did you know that these two corresponded by mail for 6 months before they actually even met? They actually worked together for 6 months and hadn't even seen each other. And here's another one of their creations. Who Wears These Shoes? Elton John at number 35. Who wears these shoes? That's Elton John, and he is slipping 12 to number 35 on the weekly Top 40 Countdown. Well, listen to this. We're going to be right back to tell you about Diana Ross's proudest achievement. Stay right there.
With Sizzlin'.
These, according to Cashbox magazine, are the 40 most sizzling hits in the USA this week. And Duran Duran is back. They've got a cut off of their brand new album, Arena. It's a live album, but this is not live. This is a studio recording, and it is selling that album fast. At number 34, Wild Boys, Duran Duran.
Wild Boys!
It's brand new for Duran Duran, debuting on the weekly Top 40 at number 34. This week's highest debuting song, by the way. Rick D's here, and the lady, oh, a nice lady, at number 33. She's had 52 albums in her career. She's had 18 number one singles, but when asked what her proudest achievement is, Diana Ross says, my children.
Kiss them from me.
I will. Here is Diana and Swept Away, number 33. Go, Diana! Swept away for Diana Ross, slipping 11 to number 33 on the weekly Top 40 Countdown. Stay there because I have some neat stuff coming up, like the scoop about Huey Lewis's high school reunion. Well, Huey Lewis recently hopped back to his high school for the institution's 175th anniversary. Black tie, the whole thing. Huey sat at the table with fellow alumni from his class of 1967, and they said they remember Huey as an ordinary wise guy named Huey Craig. But his favorite teacher, the baseball coach, Jim Waugh, had this to say about Huey. Quoting from Jim, Huey was bright, imaginative, witty, and not a great pitcher. That's okay, Huey, don't sweat it. You still got an LP named Sports. They can't take that away from you. Here is Huey Lewis in the news, walking on a thin line at number 32.
Sometimes in my bed at night.
AirCheckDownloads.com.